Ontario Provincial Police urge all drivers of e-bikes, mobility devices, mopeds, electric scooters and other alternative forms of transportation to know the laws before heading out on provincial roads. With the emerging popularity of these smaller, more economical forms of transportation, it is vital that users understand the rules and regulations governing their use as well as all safety requirements, the department says. The most common type, the e-bike, is defined under the Highway Traffic Act and the Motor Vehicle Safety Act regulations as a power-assisted bicycle. Vehicles in this category must weigh 120 kilograms or under, have a label affixed by the manufacturer that the vehicle complies with these regulations, have steering handlebars, be fitted at all times with pedals that are operable to propel the bicycle, be designed to travel on no more than three wheels in contact with the ground, not be capable of providing further assistance when the bicycle attains a speed of 32 kilometers per hour. In order to operate an e-bike on a roadway, the following applies. Operator and passengers must be 16 years of age or older. Operators and passengers must wear a helmet, maybe a bicycle or motorcycle helmet. May carry a passenger if the e-bike is equipped with a seat and foot pedals. Does not require driver's license, permit, license plate or insurance. Operator must follow all rules of the road that apply to any vehicle or bicycle. Many of these conveyances are similar in appearance and it may not be immediately obvious which category they fall under, OPP says. What are the basic differences between an e-bike, a moped, and a motor scooter, and where they are to be ridden? E-bikes, and e-scooters, and mopeds are equipped with pedals and a form of power assistance, an electric or gasoline-fueled motor. E-bikes, e-scooters, which can be equipped with two or three wheels, can be ridden on municipal roads, where permitted, but not provincial highways, similar to the Highway Traffic Act, HTA, governing bicycles, and they must be equipped with safety devices accordingly, like a bell, white front light and red rear light. A moped is considered a motor vehicle as defined by the HTA. Drivers and vehicles must both be licensed. A motor scooter is not equipped with pedals, has a gasoline or electric-powered engine, and is considered a motorcycle as defined by the HTA. Drivers and vehicles must both be licensed. E-bikes, e-scooters, mopeds, and motor scooters are not permitted on controlled access highways in Ontario, any of the 400 series, as well as highways 69, 6, 24, 35, 58 and others covered under OREG 630. Operators of e-bikes, e-scooters do not require an Ontario driver's license, a license plate, or vehicle insurance. Before purchasing, operating a new type of vehicle, OPP recommends researching requirements for equipment and licensing under the HTA in Ontario and permitted uses in the municipality in which you intend to operate it. If you suspect someone is driving while under the influence of drugs or alcohol, call 911. If you have information about suspected unlawful activity, contact the OPP at 1-888-310-1122. Or reach out to Crime Stoppers via 1-800-222-8477 or crimestoppersSDM.com.